It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome into the Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic are with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe Rex Road, how are we doing? What's going on?
Okay, so I'm looking at the Zoom.
Okay.
Right, so I'm looking at my... I'm looking side by side, okay, at the Zoom. And I need to take a picture of this. Then the show, I'm looking at Twitter on the other side, okay? I swear that the side of Twitter adds 10 pounds on the camera. I swear. How does that happen?
I don't know.
I swear to you, I'm going to take a picture of this right now.
Okay.
Look at the Zoom call, and my head looks a certain way. And then as it gets translated to Twitter, I get puffed out. Like, I'm going to take this picture. I'm going to take a picture and
please
send it to
do,
you guys.
Please do.
It's weird.
I would love to see it.
Twitter adds 10 pounds.
That's right. That's what we've learned.
Twitter and the camera.
Twitter adds 10 pounds and a bunch of stress. That's what it is. It's just a terrible place. Picture. Michelle Knezovic, how are you?
Doing good this morning. Yeah. A little tired, but doing good, guys. Hey. Happy to be here, right?
That's right. It's a good day to be here. You want to know how I'm old? Like, I hurt myself sleeping, like, Saturday night. My neck is just totally screwed up, and it's not getting any better. Rex Road, I feel, 29 is hitting me pretty hard. He doesn't seem to be very sympathetic to me at all.
No, Joe's waiting for us probably to respond to his side-by-side picture.
I think he may have totally frozen. We'll have to work on Joe Rex Road and his connection there.
Oh, my gosh, he is frozen.
He's totally frozen on Twitter. We'll get Rex Road figured out here in just a second. We're off and running today on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. 1025. He was talking about the Twitter feed, and now there's just this nice shot on our streaming platforms, which, by the way, you can check out every day on Twitch, on Twitter, and on YouTube, our video streaming here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Joe Rex Road just frozen in time right now. We'll have to clip that up a little bit later.
I was like, why isn't Joe saying anything?
Statuesque Joe Rex Road.
Well, he usually doesn't never have anything to say.
Well, we know that.
So I was like, where'd he go?
We know that for sure. I don't think there's any question about that. Michelle, obviously a tough day yesterday for Titans fans. I was thinking about it as we were kind of going along there. Just a tough day. I mean, you know, we'll get to what it means for the team and obviously the acquisition of Adrian Peterson coming up here in just a few minutes. But just the feeling of the gut punch yesterday for Titans fans was a tough one. And you know, it was interesting kind of monitoring social media and our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com yesterday in terms of just what the reaction was from Titans fans. Obviously, it was like a kind of a day of mourning on our show to begin the show yesterday with the news of Derrick Henry coming out. Everybody waiting with great anticipation to see what Mike Vrabel would have to say yesterday at noon. And eventually he did have that press conference and disclosed that Derrick Henry would be having surgery today. So Henry undergoing surgery today. Obviously, Vrabel did not want to put a timetable to that as well. So, you know, the timetables that have been out there, which we'll get to a little bit here in just a few minutes, have kind of been all over the place in terms of what exactly this might mean for Derrick Henry and his availability. But just a gut punch of a day yesterday for the Titans, and now they'll be forced to move on. But no timetable committed by Mike Vrabel and the Titans yesterday. So we'll see what happens on that front. Do we have Joe Rex Road back?
We have Joe back.
Welcome back, Joe.
I think I'm back. Yeah, thanks. I hope this isn't how it goes with Wi-Fi. Well, here's the thing on the timetable. You know, Stefania Bell, Dr. Stefania Bell, you know, was on Jared's show.
Yep.
And coming in. I mean, like, we have the two NFL newsbreakers. I guess they're both just like drawing a line of sand here. They're gonna, you know, I guess one will be right and one will be wrong. But like, how would you even? I mean, a source can say whatever, right? But you've got Schefter saying it's done. He's done. And you've got Rappaport saying 6 to 10 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So, first of all, again, like, you know, I mean, a source can tell you either thing. I mean, no one knows how the bone's going to heal. No one has a clue. Define all that pretty simply. Like, in 6 weeks, you can start to have an idea. Like, typically in 6 weeks, you would look at it and say, okay, did he, like, see good healing at that point? Now, obviously, you can see good healing at 6 weeks, and it seems like 6 weeks in a day, you start pounding it, might be worse than, like, 8 weeks or 10 weeks, you know, that you try to get back on it. So, like, I mean, I think Vrabel's exactly right. Like, you can say whatever timetable you want. We don't know how someone is going to heal, right? I mean, like, in 6 weeks, check back, and not that we're going to get, like, minute-by-minute updates from the Titans. Then, you know, rays and doctors will say, okay, it looks like it's on course. You know, at some point, I guess the question is, how much risk are you taking long-term by bringing him back, if you bring him back, say, like when the playoffs begin? And that's, I mean, that would be, you know, I'd love to know that. But again, that's also like information we can't possibly have right now, because he's having surgery today, you know?
Well, exactly. And that's why I think Vrabel, when it comes to the timetable, was, I mean, pretty much just dismissive of it yesterday. I think the line was, you know, the doctors, they love their timelines, and I'm sure that they'll be told a timeline. I won't necessarily listen to it, was, I believe, the line that he used. So, to your point there, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you just have to have the surgery and see what the healing process looks like. You know, this injury, all injuries, I mean, people heal at different rates. I do think there is an expectation from Titans fans out there, at least some Titans fans, that, okay, well, this is Derrick Henry, and he's just an absolute freak of nature, and he'll heal quicker than everybody else will, which maybe he will. I don't know, but that's the point. Like, nobody knows how quick this is going to take and what this process is going to be like for Derrick Henry. So, you know, it was interesting to hear Vrabel talk yesterday. I think he made it pretty clear that Derrick Henry, as soon as he's able to, is going to be around the team, which I do think is important. He still is, you know, obviously one of the leaders of this team as they move forward here, but I think, to your point, you have to make sure, if you're the Titans, if you're Derrick Henry, as much as you want to get back and as much as the Titans need him back, you can't rush him back in this process, because what you really don't want to do is to make this something that is a problem and that lingers on in Derrick Henry's career. Because, you know, Joe, we've not really had to have this conversation with Derrick Henry because he's been so durable, but how many times have we seen running backs have injuries, have major injuries, and all of a sudden they're never the same? I'm really hoping that's not the case with Derrick Henry.
Exactly. Look, it's already, and it's crazy to say, but like, you're already to a running back's career at age 27. Derrick's is a little different because he didn't have a ton of work early, but he has, I mean, he's more than made up for that in the last couple of years. So I think, you know, it's just, I mean, at some point, you know, I guess it's going to be, if the healing goes well, I guess at some point it might come back to him. Like, you know, how do you feel about this, Derrick, right? I mean, the staff and the doctors are like, well, you know, he's clear to go, you know, if he wants to go, you know, what would his choice be? I mean, I think some of the decision, at least, if it would be at some point, you know, in his court, if all goes well, you know, and Frank would probably expect him to choose to play, you know, if they're starting a playoff run, and all of a sudden he's ready to go, and maybe that'll be fine. I mean, and maybe it wouldn't matter anyway. That's the hard part. Like, maybe he is shut down, and that's that, and it still affects him permanently. I mean, It is definitely the better of, it's the preferred fracture. Obviously like a Lisfranc or something like the middle of foot stuff is, that stuff can really be problematic. I've seen players in the NFL and basically had their careers ended from that. So, it's all in place for him to come back, and you think, but like, he's never had a major injury. Incredibly vascular, it seems, with soft tissue stuff, but does that translate to bones? I have no idea.
Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Jim texting in, Titans headline, quote, "The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat." Defeat from Jim on the text line. Very well done. Very nicely done, Jim. Ben texting in, "What do y'all think about the discussion Jared and Caroline had? The Titans better have a better chance to win with Henry or Tannehill hurt if you had to pick losing one." And that was something we kind of brought up yesterday of, I think we would all probably agree Derrick Henry has been the MVP of the team. But as far as just the position is concerned, could it be Tannehill that maybe you would rather have on the field in terms of just the position and everything that's brought to the table? I guess we're going to begin to find out the answer to that coming up this week as the Titans take on maybe the best team in the NFL in the LA Rams. We're off and running today on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans coming up next. What is your confidence level in this team without Derrick Henry? Hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. That's next. Basketball fans, you can celebrate the NBA's 75th anniversary season on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can place their first bet risk-free, and if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. They've got the player point totals, the rebounds, the assists, the money line, over-under, point spread. Everything is on the table, and that's why I bet on FanDuel. Check out my beloved Miami Heat this year, off to a hot start. Give me Bam Adebayo on the over on rebounds. Give me Tyler Hero on the over on points as well. But you take it any way you want to take it. Offers like this are why I love betting the NBA with FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got live betting options. They now accept Venmo as well. And when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using promo code ROB to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. Once again, that promo code is ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That was Titans head coach Mike Vrabel yesterday at his press conference discussing the injury to Derrick Henry. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And, was talking about, the process of getting Henry back onto the field and what it was like in the game against Indianapolis. They talked to Derrick Henry. They talked to the medical staff, obviously. Derrick Henry continued to play in that game, and Vrabel said yesterday didn't think that playing on it, based on the conversations that he has had, really led to making it worse or anything like that. But that's just the hand that they were dealt in that game against Indianapolis. It is going to be interesting, like Joe, to your point from last segment, once Derrick Henry has his surgery and he goes through the rehab process and allows the bone to heal and all these different things, trying to come back. Obviously Derrick Henry is going to want to play, I would assume, as quickly as possible. But if you're the Titans, how do you kind of go about handling, making sure that he's ready to play and making sure that he's medically cleared from your medical personnel while also kind of giving Derrick Henry some input on this situation as well? That's an interesting balance, not only that the Titans, but really all teams have to do with their star players, of letting them listen to their own body and react to what their body is telling them while also trying to listen to the medical professionals as well.
Yeah. Well, of course I've had some recent history with broken bones and football and stuff. Totally, not quite exactly the same level or anything, but I guess thing about the break is, I mean, yeah, it's pretty clear. Like, the medical people are totally in charge, right? I mean, there's not even going to be a decision until, like, he's healed, the bone shows healing. They're going to have to assess his pain and stuff like that, you know, when he gets checked out. But I mean, I don't think and I don't think it's a thing where he would recklessly try to, come back if he's still hurting or too early or whatever. It goes back to my question of like if he's good and it's like, you know, the playoffs are about to start. It's like, okay, you can play. Is there something where it's like, but the risk is still greater of a long-term problem now than if you just shut it down till next year? Is that true? And if it's true, how much greater? And I mean, I don't know.
Let's go back to text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Dustin from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, texting in. Says it's about how you eat and work out. Just ask Brady. I'd say he'll heal fast, but it is what it is. Let him heal at his rate. My confidence, I'll say it's not all doom and gloom for me. McNichols deserves an honest shot. He's a different back than Derrick Henry, but he does look decent to me. I'm sorry, but a 36-year-old back is not what I wanted. I just can't. There's not a lot of up-and-coming talent on both sides of the ball on this team. I'm excited about our defense, and we arguably have the best wide receiving core we've ever had. Let's weather the storm. Make the playoffs, reevaluate then, and are we better with Derrick Henry? Duh. Well, I think we would all agree, Dustin, that everyone on the Titans would rather have Derrick Henry in the fold. We'll see how the Titans respond to that. We'll get to the Adrian Peterson part of this here in just a few minutes. But it is going to be interesting now that you have to move on with life without Derrick Henry. What does the role, as Dustin brought up, for Jeremy McNichols look like? Obviously, you've got Adrian Peterson now. Does McNichols' role change all that much? Is it just going to be you plug in Adrian Peterson where Derrick Henry was and leave McNichols in the same role? That's going to be interesting to see starting this week when the Titans take on the Rams.
Well, I don't think McNichols' role is going to change. I think that's going to be the same. Every sentence I say, now I'm going to ask you, did that come through?
It did.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, McNichols is he's been a really nice player, really clutch here for the team, especially with Evan out. Let me throw it down back. My question is there another move here today, or are they just rolling with Peters? I don't know, man. I feel like putting a lot of faith in a guy at an advanced age who's had a lot of work. Did that come through?
Yep. Some of it.
Some of it? Oh, good. All right. I'll move after this segment. I'm gonna like cozy up to the router. I'm gonna curl up right next to the router and like touch it to my head and see if that works. I just feel like they need there's gotta be another name.
Yeah, I mean, there could be. And today is the trade deadline, and, you know, there's been a whole lot of names that have been tossed out there. I mean, Keyshawn and Max and Jay Will on the show before us were talking about, you know, Ronald Jones and whether or not that could be an option for the Titans. But, you know, I thought Max brought up a good point. I mean, the thing that you're dealing with now if you're the Titans is, you know, everybody knows without Derrick Henry that you're in a bad spot, and people don't want to necessarily drain their running back depth. So, I mean, if you're trading with the Bucs, yes, Leonard Fournette has taken over as the starting running back. They also probably like having Ronald Jones available to them at some point. I know they've got Gio Bernard there, and, you know, apparently the salary cap just doesn't exist for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I understand all that, but not necessarily in a position of strength trade-wise if you're John Robinson of the Titans. I guess the question is, how much does J-Rob care about that? And to your point, now you've got a 36-year-old running back coming in, and, you know, some of the reaction yesterday acted like the Titans were getting Adrian Peterson from 2011, and that's just not what they're getting. Was he okay last year with the Lions? Yeah, I mean, he was fine, especially when you consider that it was the Lions that he played for last year. I thought he did a pretty good job, but I think if you're expecting, you know, a 36-year-old Adrian Peterson to come in here and give you what Derrick Henry's been giving you the last couple of years, I think you're going to be sadly mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing all these highlights, you know, touchdown runs from 3-4 years. Great. You know, I mean, it was remarkable in 2018 what he did with Washington.
Yeah.
And he came here and looked very good in a game that the Titans had to score to win. But I just, all of a sudden, you're just going to go, here's 20-plus carries a game, Adrian Peterson, and you're good? I don't know. I feel like now, look, Mekhi Sargent, he's around. He can be elevated. What about, you mentioned the Bucs. What about like Keyshawn Vaughn?
Yeah. Maybe worth a look. I mean, is Keyshawn Vaughn a guy, though, that can run between the tackles? Like, is he a guy that you feel comfortable with handing the ball off 20, 25 times a game? I don't know.
I don't know about that, but it's just at least another option. So you split it, you know, some between him. I don't know that there's anyone. Well, there's a few people that you probably can't get that you would. Also, I don't feel like it has to be the same exact style as Derrick Henry. I mean, I don't think you have to try to replicate him.
Right.
You have to produce on the ground. So, for example, Melvin Gordon, not at all like Derrick Henry as a running back. I think that'd be pretty good. You know, different kinds of styles can still work in an outside zone scheme, in any scheme. You just have to be able to produce on the ground one way or the other. You know, obviously, like a guy like Marlon Mack seems to be perfect because he's so physical, right? But that's not happening.
No, that is not going to be happening. If that happens today, we will wash people's cars. We'll throw the car wash bet back out there if Marlon Mack becomes a member of the Titans by the end of the day. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I got a lot of your thoughts to get to. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Heidi from Dixon texting in. From here on out, McNichols should lead the team in rushing attempts and yards. Some people need to chill out, thinking we are getting MVP version of Adrian Peterson. Got another texter, Cole in Clarksville, texting in, asking about Benny Snell. What are your thoughts on Benny Snell, Joe Rex wrote?
Yeah. No, I think he was one of the names I threw in, you know, at the Athletic yesterday for sure, because obviously Najee Harris is the guy there now. I like Snell. I think that's a possibility. You mentioned Ronald Jones, Rashad Penny. I mean, there's Tevin Coleman, which is different. I don't think he's a guy that you want to hand the ball off to a ton. But there's a lot of possibilities. I agree. Everyone knows the Titans are in a bind. I will say that Adrian Peterson at least makes it a little less desperate. So does that come? I don't know. Am I Robot Jim right now?
You're a Robot Jim. We'll get you figured out on the other side of the break. Take more of your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. What do you think of the acquisition of Adrian Peterson? What would you like to see the Titans do today on trade deadline day in the NFL? We'll get to more of that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. That was Titans head coach Mike Vrabel yesterday at his press conference addressing the loss of Derrick Henry out indefinitely for the Titans as they move ahead here. Titans sit at 6-2 right now in first place, not only in the AFC South, but in the AFC as a whole as well. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Visit volstatebank.com to learn more about their free Kasasa checking account, member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. I believe we have reconnected with the great Joe Rexroad this morning.
I don't know, man. This better work.
Much better, Joe.
Sounds good.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the funny thing is I'm only like, you know what, maybe 15 feet closer to the router. That makes all the difference?
Apparently so.
Crystal clear.
See, if what I should do is wake the kids up and get them out of the house, because I bet you all their phones are connected to the Wi-Fi, right?
Could be.
If I got them out of here.
Just kick them out.
Yeah, just get your butts to school early. I'm sure there's some kind of, you know, breakfast you can get there. You know, let's go.
Taking your thoughts.
I'll do that next break.
That's right. Taking your thoughts on the Titans in our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Liam texting in Herschel Walker stayed in pretty good shape, too. And Eddie's still ripped. Maybe Jim Brown. Still some options out there. Liam reacting to the Adrian Peterson signing.
Now, actually, good job, Liam. Actually, if I had, you know, the ability to do things like this on Twitter, I was actually going to throw up like a Jim Brown highlight yesterday. And be like, I mean, this was only like 60 years ago, huh? What do you think?
Give him a call.
I mean, 36 is not ancient. It's just, you know, it was very impressive what he did in 2018. I agree that he looked pretty good for a while last year, but it became pretty quickly apparent that, you know, he was not the best option for the Lions. And it's not like they were loaded like the full house backfield or anything. So I think, yeah, people should keep the expectations limited. Now you do have the hope. You've got, obviously, one is that he's just stayed in great shape.
Yeah.
And he really hasn't had much opportunity to play for contenders in his career, you know. So that should be energizing for him. I'm not saying that he can't help them. I just can't buy that's the full answer in terms of replacing Derrick Henry.
No, I mean, it feels like the route to go if you're the Titans to replace Derrick Henry is kind of doing it by committee. And, you know, Adrian Peterson being your bell cow back there, to me, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, you're talking to a guy that's 36 years old. He's a Hall of Fame. I mean, unquestionable Hall of Fame career. He's had 3,200 carries, basically, in his career for almost 15,000 yards. I mean, you talk about workload. Adrian Peterson's gotten the ball a lot, and he's 36 years old. Like, I can't imagine that the complete answer to this for the Titans is, you know what, we're going to turn around and hand the ball to Adrian Peterson 20 times a game and just see how it goes from there. I mean, Mike Vrabel talked yesterday in his press conference, like, you don't want to turn into a team that's dropping back and throwing the ball 45 times a game, which I agree with. You don't want to turn into that team, but I don't know that the answer to that is just turn around and hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson all day long.
Right. Now, obviously, you also – You need depth. So, you know, you have like Mekhi Sargent. Again, I do like Mekhi Sargent.
Yep.
Apparently that was made fun of yesterday. But I do like Mekhi Sargent. And I think that he could be possibly the other guy. I mean, it's not like you can have a whole bunch of running backs on your active roster on a game day either. You know, I mean, you've got to make choices. I thought about Kari Blasingame. Could a guy like that get some carries?
Yeah.
He was, a good running back at Vanderbilt, a power back, you know. He's been a pretty good fullback here. That's possible. Again, Sargent's possible. I mean, you have to keep it confined in terms of your group that's active on a game day. I just feel like the committee, there's one more name that we don't know that should be on the committee. Just don't know which name it is. I feel like that would be the way to go. Who, how much would you have to give up? Those are good questions. I don't think you're giving up a ton at this point for this. But I'm with you. I don't think Adrian Peterson right now is a 20 carry a game running back. I mean, he's out of the league.
Got a text that says, we all know that Joe is a Lions insider, so he should have the best information on AD. Titans offense will become a little bit more unpredictable, which I think can be a good thing. That's coming from a texter on the text line.
Yeah, that's true. Lions, that's all right. I did, you know.
That's Joe's real job.
Yeah.
I did bring this, you know. To,
the Lions,
you know,
the Lions, yeah, mug, yeah, back on the show today. It's good stuff.
Brought the Lions mug today, so Adrian Peterson feel comfortable as last team.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, I will, like I said, man, he had some really good moments last year, but then it was sort of like, okay, it's about it. That's about a career, you know? And sometimes that works out well. You also have to think about a guy like that, 9 games left. Is he going to be ready for, you know, like, can he stay healthy?
Yeah.
Throughout that whole thing? I mean, I don't think you can just count on that. I don't think you can count on heavy usage. So I think the Titans are going to be burning up the phones today.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, D'Ernest Johnson from the Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, his name being tossed around out there. And just why would the Browns do that?
Number one, it's trading with an AFC team. Number two, you know, Kareem Hunt's hurt. Nick Chubb's hurt. Why would the Browns trade him? I mean, just they're not just going to give him up.
Exactly. Like if those guys were healthy, then maybe, you know, you listen, right? But the only reason everybody knows how good the kid is because those guys aren't healthy. So, yeah, I mean, it's valuable to have a third back that you feel good about. And like you said, I mean, I also think that, like, it's more likely you're going to get something done with an NFC team, especially if we're talking about an AFC team that's actually in the playoff hunt, which I still consider the Browns. Man, you know, another ugly loss for them to the Steelers. Pretty amazing stuff. But I still think that the Browns have a very good chance to, once they get healthy, to get in there. So, yeah, I like the idea. I like the player, but I just don't see that happening at all.
Slick texting in. It would be really neat if we had drafted a running back in, say, like the third round a couple years ago that could stay on the field for more than three plays in a season without dying. This coming from Slick on the text line. Would be nice to have Darrington Evans available right now.
Yeah, pretty amazing that happens, you know, sort of a couple days before this happens. Pretty amazing overall stretch for this team, you know, just the bad luck. And back to Henry, by the way, you know, I think all the good questions yesterday. Unfortunately, I couldn't be at the presser, but I mean, I think there were good questions about, like, what happened, who talked to who. You know, could it have gotten worse? I mean, I'm guessing based on the way he was reacting on the sideline. I mean, I think that basically he played on a broken bone all day, right? Yeah. I mean, I think it's more likely than he sort of hurt himself and then made it a broken bone. I mean, I think he ran on a broken bone all day, which, first of all, if you look at it from that perspective, that actually might be the greatest performance he'll ever have, because he certainly wasn't himself. But he was still pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
You know, and so I guess if it was broken and you played on it, could you have made it worse? I mean, a fracture to fracture, I assume. And but that's just pretty remarkable. It's also like when you see sometimes how – because there's no play in that game where it's like, oh, that's – I've seen some – you know, like Kaharski put out a play that he may be right, but like it wasn't much. There's no play in that game where there's some obvious, like, oh, that's got to be it. You know, and it makes you realize, like, how easily that can happen, too. Especially, again, you're carrying around 250 pounds, and you are pounding and cutting and changing direction and going 22 miles an hour, you know, on those feet. You know, it makes you realize, like, man, how hard is it to keep that stuff from happening all the time?
I got a texter that says, if Derek comes back at the end of the season or beginning of the playoffs, what do you think the Titans will do with Adrian Peterson? Maybe two-back set? Just run two-back sets?
There you go. Get sure thing Hall of Famer and, you know, developing Hall of Famer together. Again, it's not bad. I mean, Darrington Evans on IR, so they actually needed to get another back anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean – Mekhi Sargent again is there and could be part of an answer. It's possible. I wouldn't rule him out, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. Peterson could still potentially be around. You know, you could, if you want to be real optimistic, you know, Derrick Henry, everything, he'll be all fresh otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, and could be in better shape for the playoffs if it were to go best case scenario, in terms of just the rest of his body, you know, by far, than he would have been otherwise.
Tyler from Berry Hill texting in, the player I would want would be A.J. Dillon from Robbie's Packers. Not going to happen, but that would be the ideal replacement. In absence of that, do they give Todd Gurley a call? Yeah, A.J. Dillon's not getting traded.
Yeah, no.
You giving Todd Gurley a call?
I mean, okay.
Just go full old man backfield. Give me some Todd Gurley and some AP back there. Excuse me, AD. People were getting mad. People calling him AP yesterday.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I always called him AP. So in the NFL, everybody called him AP. In college football, everybody called him AD.
Yeah.
I know that AD goes back to his childhood, so that's more his authentic nickname. But, I mean, I'm used to the dude was in the NFL for a long time. Everybody called him AP.
I mean, I put this out there on Twitter yesterday, and it was a joke that I guess some people couldn't recognize it was a joke. But when you look at the all-time skill position for the Titans right now, my goodness, do they have some names. I mean, Randy Moss, Julio Jones, Adrian Peterson, Derrick Henry. Man, my goodness, just go down the list. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, didn't you put Mettenberger in there?
Sure did, man. The Met Show.
Cannot leave out the Met Show.
That's correct. We'll continue the conversation on the Titans and Derrick Henry when we come back, including getting to the timeline of this injury. When exactly can we expect Derrick Henry to be back with this group? There's some varying opinions on that. We'll get to all those coming up next. Taking your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Do you want to win a pair of tickets to see Evanescence and Hailstorm at Bridgestone Arena on Friday, December 3rd? Well, head on over to YouTube and subscribe to the 1025 The Game YouTube page, and you'll enter for your chance to see Evanescence and Hailstorm live. Once you subscribe, email us at promotions@cromwellmedia.com with your YouTube handle. One winner will be chosen on Monday, November the 8th. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. That was Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network discussing the timeline for Derrick Henry's injury, which, Joe Rexroad, a very popular topic of conversation yesterday was the timeline, and there was all sorts of different opinions on it. There was Ian Rappaport. You have Schefter from ESPN, I mean, basically all day just insinuating that Derrick Henry's season is over with. They even put on the ticker on Monday Night Football last night that Derrick Henry's season likely over, which, you know, nobody at this point associated with the Titans has said. So it's been very interesting to see how this timeline that have been strung together by Schefter and Rappaport have kind of come together throughout the day yesterday. Ian Rappaport suggesting, hey, maybe 6 weeks, Derrick Henry's back, maybe 6 to 10 weeks, somewhere in that neighborhood. And basically all day long, Adam Schefter yesterday is acting like Derrick Henry's season is definitely over.
Yeah, and I mean, I hate to get into the middle of a little, like, Schefter-Rappaport little slap fight, you know, over something that no one could possibly know right now. But I got to say, like, Rappaport's report,
nice,
there was more sensible than some declaration that, again, not saying that there wasn't a source who told Schefter, yeah, you know, I think he's probably done. But the point, Rappaport, God, his name really is annoying when you say it this many times.
It really is.
Makes is you just don't know how someone's going to heal. What if it's incredibly well? Again, 6 weeks, like that's when you look at the bone, apparently, and you hope that you see what you like to see. And that's when the healing should be about done. And then it just becomes a question of, and, you know, one is definitely like, how does it feel? Like, are you feeling any pain still and all that stuff? And then at some point it just becomes risk assessment. So, I mean, declaring right now that he's done, I think declaring anything is wrong, but I mean, Rappaport sort of couched everything, I think, correctly in the way that it seems logical to look at it, which is you just don't know how different people are going to heal. But certainly, based on the timeline, the generally accepted timelines of this injury, it would seem that it would be possible for Derrick Henry to play. And I'll tell you what, Vrabel, again, huge on the I don't put timelines on stuff, I don't talk injuries, all that stuff. Even the fact that he left the door open to me yesterday at his presser said something.
Yep.
You know, I don't know that he would have closed it. But I don't know that he would have, if he really thought it was closed, I don't think he would have said a couple of things that he said yesterday.
Yep, I would agree. So we'll see what happens on that front with Derrick Henry. You know, we were talking about Todd Gurley in the last segment. I guess I didn't realize he's 27 years old. It seems like he's much older than that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stunning to me. He's 27.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think he was like 33, but I would have assumed about 30.
Yeah.
I mean, what, 4 years ago, right?
Just
four
turned 27 ago. In August.
No kidding. Well, obviously, that's a guy who, you know, Gurley, you go back to in college, had.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's had some serious injuries. Four years ago, I would argue he was the best player in the NFL. The 2017 season, and he came in here and was just just the best player on the field. But that's 4 years ago.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Jeff texting in. I say let's roll with the two guys on the roster now. They impressed at some point to be there. I was impressed with Sargent's few carries in the preseason. Let's see what they can do for a couple of games. What better test than going up against the Rams with a three-game lead in the division? Certainly a big test coming up for the Titans this week against that front.
Oh, and by the way, how about some Von Miller?
Yeah.
Titans, would you enjoy some Von Miller to go with your Aaron Donald?
What a combo that is.
Oh, man. Yeah, they are loading up. And it's interesting. You could make, you know, and remember, in this matchup, we don't get the injury stuff until tomorrow, but you're probably not going to have Nate Davis in this game. If someone goes into the concussion protocol, typically you can just count that person out the next week. So you're talking Dylan Radins. I mean, or you could be talking about Corey Levin. You could be talking about, I mean, does Aaron Brewer
come back?
God, it's got
to be terrifying for Ryan Tannehill.
Right. They just activated Daniel Mun. I mean, two moves yesterday, one of a bit more consequence than the other. One was Derrick Henry to IR. The other was Daniel Munyer to the 53. But regardless, you know you're going to have a hole there at right guard where you're going to have to help that person. And now you've got Von Miller coming off the edge to go with Aaron Donald coming inside. And you don't want to get more people hurt. So this is going to be very interesting. I would say for this game, but especially just moving forward. And this is the toughest game on the schedule by far.
Yeah.
This is like there's not another game on the schedule. I think the games at the Steelers and at the Patriots now look a lot tougher, right, than they did. I mean, I would say I would not be surprised if the Titans are not favored in those games. You know, maybe slight underdogs, but in whether it's this game or just soon after, to me, the biggest key offensively for all this to work and be okay is Julio Jones being Julio Jones.
Yep.
Because A.J. Brown becomes the guy now who is the focal point for defensive coordinators, and that will work for them. All due respect to all the other guys, including Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, not good players who can make plays and support players, but you need someone else who actually is going to command resources from a defense. And if you have number 2 and number 11 going as well as they can go, well, now I think whoever gets the ball in the backfield has a much easier time than Derrick Henry has had.
After writing that Nick Westbrook-Ikhina could be the number 2 wide receiver for the Titans, are you willing to say that maybe could be the number 2 running back for the Titans as they move forward here now?
Did you just say that?
Yes, I did.
I thought I wrote that he was going to be the number 1 receiver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big mistake, Robbie. Come on.
Sorry. Try to get things right here.
So, AJ, step aside, my friend. NWI is here.
That's
right. WIN. NWI, WIN. Well, NWI, Marcus Johnson. I still keep waiting for Marcus Johnson to have a breakout game.
Yep.
I'm also on the receiver front, by the way, on a different angle of that. I mean, if you're a team out there, yes, the Titans are in a bind. But if you're a team out there who is light at receiver, Josh Reynolds has done some things in this league. The Titans don't seem to have much use for him. If you're a team that has a real void at inside linebacker, the Titans may be able to offer a Rashawn Evans to you. So, I mean, they do have some veterans, although you want to keep depth as much as you can at all those spots. They do have some veterans that they could potentially offer in a trade today.
Right now, the Rams a 7.5-point favorite against the Titans on the FanDuel Sportsbook. 7.5 points. So no Derrick Henry in the lineup, obviously. 7.5-point favorites for the Rams. By the way, the Chiefs right now, 1-point favorite over the Packers. So take that advice for what you might take on FanDuel Sportsbook over the weekend as well. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. JC in Goodlettsville texting in. Blasen game is an option when healthy. Ran the ball in the SEC, but believe he also had a stint as the lead back for the Vikings. This coming from JC in Goodlettsville. Was he ever the lead back?
I mean, in a preseason fourth game?
When was that? I don't know if he was lead back.
There. I don't think he's a lead back. I mean, I know Cook gets hurt quite a bit, but regardless, no, Blossom game. Look, He was a pretty good running back at Vanderbilt. And, of course, they had – I mentioned Keyshawn Vaughn earlier. You know, obviously, those guys were together for a little bit of time. And there's a difference. I mean, Keyshawn Vaughn is a home run hitter. But to your point, you know, is Keyshawn Vaughn physical enough? I think maybe that's what's limited him. I actually thought he would have a more significant impact in the NFL. I'm not ruling that out at some point. Someone like that, kind of like a hidden gem who just isn't being used by a team, to me would be then you're not talking big cost either, you know, if you're the Titans. But I just think there's got to be someone else.
Ron texting in, teams will still stack the box for Adrian Peterson because they have to respect him until proven otherwise. With this offensive line and what they did for Henry, Peterson should get some of the same results. Maybe not like Henry, but enough for the respect of the run. So what do you think of that? I don't necessarily buy that teams are all of a sudden just going to be loading up 8 and 9 in the box every play for Adrian Peterson like they were Derrick Henry.
I think there's a human who has been largely devoted to stopping the run, and you know, I guess it'd probably be a safety who now just slides over to number 11.
Yep.
I mean, like to totally simplify things, you have different coverages, different looks, different situations. To totally simplify things, I think that the human who has been looking at 22 now starts looking at number 11 most of the game.
ESPN 94.9 is the official English radio home of the Nashville Soccer Club. Listen in this Sunday as Nashville SC takes on the New York Red Bulls at Nissan Stadium. Pregame starts at 2:15 and the match begins at 2:30. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans coming up next, including asking this question to you on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. How convinced are you that this division is still a wrap for the Titans, even without Derrick Henry? We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.